3 years ago, the Republic of the Marshall Islands began a quixotic court case to force the world's nuclear weapon states to disarm. The suit was rejected by the International Court of Justice in The Hague last October, and on Monday, the Marshall Islands case was dismissed by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. We have details from Neil Conan in today's Pacific News Minute. Essentially, the Marshalls argue that the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty is a contract. Non-nuclear weapon states agree not to acquire nuclear weapons. States with nuclear arsenals agree to begin good faith negotiations and disarm as soon as practicable. Obviously, that hasn't happened. The U.S., Russia, China, Israel, France, and North Korea ignored the suit at The Hague because they don't recognize the International Court of Justice. Proceedings did get underway against India, Pakistan, and Britain. In March 2016, former Marshall Islands Foreign Minister Tony de Broom described the destruction visited on his country by 67 U.S. nuclear tests. The sky turned blood red, he told the court. Several islands in my country were vaporized, and others are estimated to be uninhabitable for thousands of years. In a divided decision, the 16-judge panel ruled that it lacked jurisdiction. But the Marshall Islands also pursued its case in U.S. federal court. In 2015, a federal district judge dismissed the suit, and now on appeal, so has a 3-judge panel from the Ninth Circuit. Circuit Judge Margaret McCown wrote, "The suit is doomed because diplomatic negotiations fall quintessentially within the realm of the executive, not the judiciary. Therefore, any attempt to enforce the suit would violate the separation of powers." Laurie Ashton, the Marshall Islands attorney, said the decision was very disappointing and undercuts the validity of the Non-Proliferation Treaty at a critical time. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.